What is psychotherapy? I'm depressed. Nothing goes right. It's only me. Nothing good happens for me. I don't want to. No, that wasn't good. That tastes bad. I don't like that person. I'm going to bed. That isn't fun. That's too loud. I don't like this movie. Sound familiar? Always negative? You want to say to that person, get a grip, go find a therapist. What is a therapist? What exactly is psychotherapy? There are many forms of psychotherapy, and I don't have hours to explain, so I'm going to answer the question from the vantage point of the way I work, which is called psychodynamic psychotherapy. I work with the unconscious. Psychotherapy seeks to relieve symptoms through the development of insight, or the slowly developing awareness of feelings and thoughts that were once outside of the person's awareness. Therapy is based on the rationale that difficulties experienced in adult life originate in childhood, that children do not possess the maturity for making effective choices, nor the independence to do so, and that methods of adapting that were developed in childhood may no longer be effective for adapting to the world as an adult. Through guidance from a trained psychotherapist, the adult becomes aware of present ways of coping that are ineffective and how they served a purpose in childhood that is no longer relevant. The person learns that he or she now has a range of new options for solving problems and for living in general that are now based on his or her maturity and independence. Sometimes, if someone comes in with a crisis, exploring the unconscious or trying to uncover one's awareness would not be appropriate. Relieving the immediate distress would come first. Think of your mind like a ball of wool, a very tangled, knotted ball of wool, which are your thoughts, memories, ways of coping, and your feelings, and you have boxing gloves on, which is your ability to see yourself and your situation. If you took that knotty ball of wool and tried to make something of it, you'd come to an abrupt stop pretty soon because there are so many tangles and knots and you don't know where to start, and you have boxing gloves on. But what if someone comes along and helps you unravel this ball of wool? Someone who doesn't have on boxing gloves and has the tools to unravel all the tangles. In other words, someone who can be with you in an empathetic, patient way so that you can together unravel the knots and tangles with understanding, awareness, and so as a team, you make sense of it all. Treatment continues until the troubling symptoms have been reduced or alleviated, and the person is consistently making use of more adaptive methods of coming with greater insight. Psychotherapy is a partnership between an individual and a professional who is licensed to help people understand their feelings. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, 1/3 of adults in the United States experience an emotional or substance abuse problem. Nearly 25% of the adult population suffers at some point from depression or anxiety. Research suggests that therapy effectively decreases these symptoms and many others. Selecting a psychotherapist is a very personal matter. Ask friends, doctors, or look in the phone book. Talk to that person on the phone and interview the person in the office. It is a good idea to interview 2 or 3 therapists. Have a first session. See whom you feel most comfortable with. Who is the most professional, and who do you feel you will work best with? Complain all you want without the fear of hearing, quit your complaining, or stop complaining or go to your room. And you get to brag. Remember bragging wasn't allowed? Well, now you get to without hearing, stop bragging, you show-off. From KVMR, I'm Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT, and I'm the best. Just kidding. I wanted to brag.